So many were surprised when the announcement was made of this year's choice of the Nobel Peace Prize awardee. And perhaps not the least was the awardee himself, President Barack Obama. And that makes him only the third sitting president to be awarded such a prestigious award. And the common reaction of those who either were just surprised or perhaps strongly disagreed was that that's too early. Masyadong maaga. Hindi pa nga isang taon yung kanyang administrasyon. The previous two presidents who received that award were Theodore Roosevelt after many years of administration, and then Wilson after the First World War. Now Obama, in less than a year of his administration, is now being awarded such a prestigious award. And Obama himself admitted that he doesn't feel deserving of that, and that makes him indeed a humble man. But one thing that it shows is that we all make evaluation of someone's worth by his experience and the years that he has spent about or in a cause. Sinusukat natin yung kapasidad, yung karapatan ng isang tao sa mga gantimpalang katulad niyan sa kanyang mga naranasan na sa mga panahon na kanyang ginugol na para sa mga bagay na nararapat. We all make assessment of people by their age. It is a crucial data. In fact, age sometimes divides between what is legal and what is not legal. It may also indicate seniority that entitles one to certain privileges not yet accorded to non-seniors. This coming youth camp, the age bracket pegged, is from 13 to 21 years old. And we all make decisions, adjustments, and evaluations based on age. We have associations, rightly or wrongly, with age. We have expectations, again, rightly or wrongly, from age. And wisdom literature would not be complete if it had nothing to say on the various ages of life. Well, fortunately, the wisdom literature is rich with lessons, with principles, and instructions on the various ages. And Ecclesiastes, a profound wisdom literature, as we have seen it, is very profound in this regard in its instruction concerning ages. In fact, the book of Ecclesiastes has some of the best word on the ages of life. Ang Ecclesiastes ay may mga pinakamainam na mga tuntunin, mga pananalita tungkol sa mga edad ng buhay. Indeed, as we come now to the final section of this book, just before the conclusion, it is about the ages. And nowhere is the key word of the book, Hebel, which is translated vanity, more practically applicable than on the issue of ages. As we have seen, Hebel or vanity has the predominant sense, as I argued, of brevity, yung kaiklian ng buhay. And then later on, it adds the idea of mystery. And on both counts, we see this applicable to the issue of ages. And thus, as the preacher comes to the closing section, he, as it were, gives to his hearers a form to fill, and the blank on age is the most prominent of all. What is your age? He's asking us. State your age, because my final word is for you. I invite you now to turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, beginning verse 7, and going through chapter 12 and verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, beginning verse 7, through chapter 12 and verse 8. Truly the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all this, God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird and all the daughters of music are brought low, also when they are afraid of heights and of terrors in the way, when the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails, for man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity. So pinagsasalungat dito yung liwanag at kadiliman, the contrast between light and darkness is intended as a contrast between the extremes of our existence, life and death. And by extension, what the preacher does is contrast between youthfulness and agedness. Youthfulness being representative of life and agedness being close to death. It is fair to say that they represent, in general, the ages of human life. Yung kabataan at katandaan. Yung sa pagitan yan, tayong mga nasa middle age, ay meron tayong pareho. May sangkap ng kabataan at may sangkap ng katandaan. So it is fair to say that the preacher is now applying the lessons of wisdom throughout the 11 chapters we've gone through and applying them to all ages of life. This is wisdom for the ages. There is wisdom that applies to each of the ages of life. And that is my message. There is wisdom available and applicable to all ages of life for which we are responsible. May karunungan na nariyan at na magagamit para sa lahat ng panahon ng buhay. At tayo may pananagutan dito. There is wisdom available and applicable to all ages of life for which we are responsible. Now, as the preacher tells his principles concerning both youthfulness and agedness, we find that he combines both positive and negative. Parang sinasabi niya, mag-ingat kayo na masyado kayong positibo o masyado kayong negatibo. There is the tendency or the danger of either being blindly optimistic, which is the tendency of youth, or blindly negative, which would be the tendency of the aged. Listen to 11:8 again. If a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. What is he saying? The preacher grants the best assumption. Suppose you live many years, and in all those years are happy years. Now that's too much assumption. But even if that is the case, the preacher is saying, don't forget about death. There will be more years you're dead than when you're alive. He's comparing not the intermediate state. By the way, we all know by our doctrine that when we die, we go to the immediate presence of the Lord if we are in Christ. But he's comparing the state of deadness and the state of being alive. And even though he grants the best possibility, which is too much to grant, you live many years, and every year of those years are happy years, nonetheless, your being dead will still be more years than your years of being alive. Yan ang sinasabi niya. Kaya ang punto niya riyan ay magkaroon ka ng positibong pananaw, pero huwag puro positibo. Magkaroon ka rin ng negatibong pananaw, pero hindi puro negatibo. He is combining both the positive and the negative, which is the way wisdom tackles life. Wisdom is realistic. Wisdom sees everything. Wisdom sees rather the aspects of the situation. And so here is the case with both youthfulness and agedness. And I have two things to say concerning both of these ages. First, youthful energy must be tempered with the prospect of accountability to God. Ang lakas ng kabataan ay dapat bigyang hinahon ng pananagutan natin sa Diyos. Youthful energy must be tempered with prospect of accountability to God. And secondly, aging infirmity must be endured with prospect of eternity with God. Ang kahinaan sa katandaan ay dapat tiisin ng may hinahon ng gugugulin nating pangwalang hanggan kapilingan Diyos. So first of all then, the preacher addresses the youth. And you hear young people, young men and women, this is for you, but the principle also applies to all. Youthful energy must be tempered with the prospect of accountability to God. Listen to the preacher. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Youth is a happy period. In fact, the preacher packs words in Hebrew that pertain to happiness. When he uses the word rejoice, the Hebrew word is descriptive of exuberance. Magpakaligaya ka, magpakasaya ka para itong naglululundag sa kagalakan na siya'y nasa kanyang kabataan. And then he uses the word cheer. In Hebrew, a more quiet pleasantness. But both the exuberance and the pleasantness are descriptive of being young. It's a happy period in life. And the preacher acknowledges that there are many things in life that one enjoys only in youth. And the point is that in youth, there is the combination of energy and opportunity. Energy and opportunity, when combined, can either be quickening or deceiving. And that's how the preacher is addressing the young people. Young persons have energy and opportunity. You know, these two, energy and opportunity, do not always combine. In midlife, we want to say we still have the energy, but not much opportunity. You know, tanungin nyo yung mga nasa midlife at naghahanap ng trabaho. Eh, mahirap. Andun yung energy pa rin. Gusto mong pilitin na nandun pa yung energy, but the opportunity is rare. And when you come to old age, the opportunity may be staring you in the face, but you simply do not have the energy. So at midlife, you have the energy, few opportunities. And at old age, you may have the opportunity, but no more energy. But young people, they have both in plenty. They have the energy and they have the opportunity. Physical energy and mental energy are boundless in young people. And their vocational opportunity, and we must add spiritual opportunity, are at their highest. Time Magazine recently had a cover story which carried the title Young Japan. Yung Japan ngayon na dati ay puro mga matatanda ang nangingibabaw, ay dumarami na ang mga young people, and it is experiencing a paradigm change in politics, in society, because of increasing youthfulness. And that's what the youth bring into any situation. The energy and the opportunity are multiplied when there is the presence of young people. And that's something to be happy about. But I warn you, young people, one monster can consume the energy and let go of the opportunity of youth. And that's wastage. Isang dambuhala na maaring umubos ng iyong lakas at ng iyong mga oportunidad ay yung pagsasayang, pag-aaksaya ng mga bagay na yan na nasa iyo. Waste can be the result of many things in the period of youth. They take different forms. There is ambition that attracts the young person to imagine that his prospect lies in achievement. Now, don't get me wrong. We want achievers of our young people. Aim high in your career. But if because of ambition, you shut your ears to the call of the gospel now, you shut your ears to Christ, you are creating a tremendous waste of opportunity. And worse than ambition, there is desire, there is lust, The youth's physical energy can be channeled to sexual experimentation. And soon, the experimentation becomes a habit, and the habit graduates into obsession. And what a waste. This is no theory. In many places in the world today, youth is a stage of horror stories of wasted lives. Listen to these grim statistics. In America, on any given day, and I mean a day, there are 1,000 unwed teenage girls who become mothers. On any given day, 1,106 teenage girls get abortion. On any given day, 4,219 teenagers contract sexually transmitted diseases. On any given day, 500 adolescents begin using drugs. And I can add more grim statistics. And I don't want to look at young people here today and think that any of you can be an addition to such statistics. Yes, parental guidance is necessary. School education is very good. And all those things, but there is nothing like the Word of God for your opportunity now. Psalm 119 and verse 9 says, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word." Paano lilinisin ng kabataan ang kanyang gawi sa pagsunod sa salita ng Diyos? What I'm telling you, young man, young woman, is that the word of God is for you. Don't ever get into the deception that this is for adult folks. 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, Paul addresses Timothy, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." When you listen to those words, righteousness, faith, love, calling upon the Lord, do they sound conservative to you and not cool? And that's deception. And you are preparing yourself for that great monster of wastage, for all the energy and opportunity that are yours as a young person. If you don't take heed, it's wastage. And so the challenge to you is, youthfulness, remember, is only a brief period. Vanity, in the words of Ecclesiastes. Youthfulness is only a brief period that will not escape your accountability to God. You know, when you have the energy, it gives you a sense of control. And sense of control has the inertia of continuity. And that is the grand deception. When you think it will just go on. And so the preacher warns again and again, walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all this, God will bring you into judgment. It is a deception when you think you can live a life of happiness to your heart's content. For the truth is, there is judgment to come. There is the judge to face. And so the preacher again warns, remove sorrow from your heart. Put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Ang kabataan ay maikli. And what the preacher is saying is that moral issues and moral decisions are now in your youth. This is the stage for you to make accountability of yourself to God. And you have the most important counsel, the most important plea, I believe, in all the Bible for the youth. And that is chapter 12, verse 1. It says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the difficult days come. Listen again to those words. Remember now your Creator. The word that pops out of that is the word now. Remember now. The devil will do every trick in his massive sores just to get that word out of your system. If he can make you believe that you can delay and not act now, he would have done his trick very well. If he cannot dissuade you from believing the truth, he will simply convince you not to act on it now. And there are many things that will come to a young person's mind to convince him it is not now. You are young. There is so much ahead of you. Why remove the joy of youth and be leashed by spiritual things? And you convince yourself their days will come. One day, yes, one day. But not just now. I need to enjoy my youth. If that is the thought that's convincing you to delay and procrastinate, the devil is doing his work very well on you. And so I appeal to you in the appeal of this preacher. Young man, young woman, there is no better time for you than now. Now that you have the energy, now that you have the opportunity. And as the preacher says, before the difficult days come, those difficult days when it is hard to convince adults and aged people of the gospel. Now that you have the energy, now that you have the opportunity, now is the time to deal with God and to exercise your accountability to Him. We all know that death visits even those at the prime of their youth. Death will not be restrained by age. And even if, as we have heard the assumption of the preacher, if you live many years, all that is coming is vanity. Even if you complete your life, it is still vanity. Para rin siyang isang singaw. Yan ang ginagamit na larawan dito. And so I appeal to you, young man, young woman, flee to Christ now. Don't imagine that Christ is out to rob you of your music. No, He will just make it more sensible, but He will not rob you of your youthful joys. But if you waste your youth, you have more serious problems than you can imagine. If you waste your youth, you will break your parents' heart. You will crush your pastor's spirit. But the more serious problem is you have a judge to face. And facing this judge without a savior is the worst possibility. And so I'm appealing to you in your youth, do not delay, do not procrastinate. The time is now. Come to Christ, flee to Him, and be ready to face your judge. I guess I am one who will be judged to have lost my youth. At 19, I was in the ministry. At 20, I was a pastor. I didn't get to enjoy the gimmicks, never owned an iPad. But at that age, I belonged to Christ. And listen to me, young people, I won't trade it for yours if you are not in Christ. You can have all the iPads and the music and the gimmicks. If you don't have Christ, you are miserable. And what makes it even more miserable is you don't know it. And I'm telling you, without Christ, all this paraphernalia of enjoying life is but a cover-up to a real misery. And I invite you, come to Christ. Don't imagine that youth is the stage in which you try sin first and then turn to Christ in adulthood. That is a lie. In your youth, come to Christ. Flee to Him. Now the second principle will be for the aged. And that means it's all for us. It's either you are now aged or soon you will be. And the second principle is aging infirmity must be endured with prospect of eternity with God. Ecclesiastes 12 has the most beautiful poetic description of agedness in all of ancient literature. Sa lahat ng panitika ng sinauna, walang katulad ang Ecclesiastes sa napakagandang description nito ng katandaan. And in its description, it depicts the deterioration of the physical and even the mental abilities of old age. There is what we may call an uglification of the body. And yet towards the end, 12:5 says, man goes to his eternal home. What it teaches us is that personal infirmities are bound to happen with age. And that means we accept it with adjustments, but with continuing challenge. I remember my father when he was in the vigor of his life. None I know who was more disciplined with a body. Daily exercise. And all of us four brothers had to be with him when he did his daily exercise. Yet I looked at him now, all of his 77. Uugod-ugod na matanda. This wasn't the vigorous man that I knew. But it's going to happen. Even to the most disciplined of his body, deterioration will happen. There will be changes in calcium metabolism, and that will lead to brittleness in the bones. The skin loses elasticity, and that means wrinkles and folds. The senses become less acute. And the cosmetic industry will tell you, spend thousands, perhaps even millions, to try to delay the appearance of agedness. And no matter what you do, it will approach. It will visit us. Then the sicknesses become resident in the body. Arthritis, rheumatism, cardiac condition. Ultimately, of course, we will stare in the eyes of what has been described as the final taboo, death and dying. And what it reminds us, brethren, is that because this is the direction of the body, it reveals the folly of investing life only in the physical. Kapag namuhunan ka lamang ng buhay mo para sa mga physical, ito'y kamangmangan. So we are told in Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain. And again, the word vain means it's not unimportant, but it means beauty is short-lived. But the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. There will be the onset of physical uglification, no matter what we try to do with cosmetic, surgery, etc. There will be that onset. And the Bible accepts that. In fact, there is respect for agedness in the scripture. Let us avoid the common contempt for old age and the worship of youth in our generation. Because that is all where we are headed at, it is sheer folly to define your life by the body. Instead, the challenge is keep pursuing maturation while waiting for the eternity of glorification. Patuloy mong hanapin ang maturidad habang hinihintay ang panghuling pagbabago ng pagluluwalhati sa pangwalang hanggan. Let me stress that the Bible regards as a high blessing to be granted to live a long life. Tinuturing na pagpapala sa Biblia na ang isang tao'y pagkalooban ng mahabang buhay. Hindi isang magandang bagay ang agad mamatay. Yan ang maliwanag sa Biblia. Several characters in the Bible were happily described as dying at a good old age. And even as the body weakens, it does not necessarily mean that the person is weak. The body may decay, Paul said, but the inner man is transformed, renewed day by day. The growth of the body may no longer be a possibility, but spiritual growth has the same means. Even the aged must pursue the race of holiness. I read this interview in this month's Reader's Digest of a high wire walker, yung naglalakad sa mga high wire. At sabi niya, many high wire walkers trip on the very last step, thinking that they have made it. Doon sila napapatid sa pinakahuling hakbang, kung kailan malapit na sila. Eh, ang babala dito, wag nating isipin, old age, I've made it. No, even the aged must continue pursuing holiness, must continue bearing fruit. Let us resolve to remain useful to the Lord's kingdom even in old age. In the language of Psalm 91, even in old age, they shall bear fruit. So even to old age and gray hairs, the psalmist prays in Psalm 71:18, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. So where we are at, youth, agedness, or somewhere in between, the principle is there is wisdom. Let us not invest our lives in the wrong investment. I told you last week of David Brainerd when his fiancée entered his room and he asked her, Jerusha, the name of the fiancée, are you ready to part with me? Well, 5 days later, David Brainerd died. Age 29. Very young to die. And yet, at that age, his influence reverberates to this day. At an age where we would say not much accomplished, I am one of those who have benefited very much from his written diaries. And I can say thousands more have benefited from a young man whose life was snuffed out at a tender age. If the Lord should take your life today, whether at youth, at middle age, or at old age, can you say that you lived your life in wisdom? Let's close in prayer. O dakila naming Diyos at Ama, lahat kami ay nabubuhay sa paglipas ng mga panahon at mga taon. Lahat kami ay nagdaragdag ng edad sa amin taon-taon. At ang napakahalagang katanungan na bigyang sagot namin dapat ay paano namin pinamumuhay ang mga taong lumilipas. Ang iba sa amin ay nasa panahon ng kabataan, ang iba ay nasa katandaan, ang iba ay maaring nasa gitna. Ngunit bawat isa sa amin ay mananagot sa iyong harapan sapagkat narayan ang karunungan at maari naming gamitin. We could exercise wisdom in whatever ages we may be of our life existence. And so we pray, Lord, for the youth in our congregation, the young people who have energy and opportunity in plenty. And it is indeed a happy period of life, a life that should be taken as a time for joy, for cheer, and yet a time that can be deceiving. So we ask, Lord, for your grace to be abundantly poured upon the young people in our congregation. We pray for them. We pray that they would realize what a great opportunity is theirs, that they should in their youth be hearing the words of the gospel. There are many things that the devil can use in order to blind them to the opportunity that's staring them. The devil may use ambition. The devil may use desire or lust or whatever that he may use to drive away the young people from their present opportunity. And so we ask, Lord, that they may realize that moral issues, moral decisions are theirs now to make. May they take to heart the plea of the preacher, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. May they take seriously the now of that plea. For we know that the devil, if he cannot dissuade them from believing the truth, yet he may convince them to think that this is not yet the day, not now. Delay, procrastinate. And what a sad and tragic thing it is to be a young person and with all these opportunities and yet not make good of these opportunities. So we ask, Lord, that you will touch the hearts of our young people, that in their youth they may flee to Christ. In their youth they may receive the gospel, and that they in their youth may know the joy of being in Christ. We also pray, Lord, for the aged and for all of us who someday will be aged. Infirmity will come. No matter how much we avoid it, no matter how much artificial cosmetics or surgery may hide it, we cannot avoid the onset of infirmity and the deterioration, even the uglification of the body. May we just accept that fact, learn to adjust, but never forget the challenge that even the aging person must continue the race to maturity, to holiness. Not a day can we rest upon our laurels. Not a day can we think that we have arrived. Even the aging and the aged must continue bearing fruit, so that we can say with the Apostle Paul that though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. And so we ask, Lord, that we would aspire for that wisdom that applies both to the youth, to the aging, and the aged. And may we live our lives so that at any time death visits us, we can say, by your grace, we have lived the life that we're supposed to live. And when we are finished with the race, we can say that we have kept the faith. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.